I'm Anna Fiedler. I've organized this with help from, or well, actually not with help from, Mary Gardner and I organized it. And actually, we had the seed idea from Nancy Shellhorn, who's also really been important in kind of getting this symposium going. And that was 2 years ago. So I'm happy to be here to introduce our symposium on insects and ecosystem services and ecosystem function. So we know that insects play a variety of roles in ecosystems. They're herbivores, pollinators, detritivores, omnivores, carrion feeders, and predators and parasitoids. And they're incredibly diverse taxon or group. 80% of all metazoan species that have been described, and then really we don't know quite a few of them. And so current extinction rates are unknown, but there's an estimated 11,200 insects that have been extinct since 1600, and 100 to 500,000 more are predicted to become extinct over the next less than 300 years. And in 2007, there were 37 arthropod species listed as federally endangered, and 2,000 to 2,900 that are at risk. So clearly, we're losing that diversity in some cases before we even know it's there. And the same processes that are putting rare habitat and plant species at risk are impacting insects as well. And those include fragmentation, development, agriculture, pollution, altered disturbance regimes, invasive species, and nutrient inputs. And all of these landscape changes are influencing insect populations and then in turn influencing insect function and the services that insects provide. And then the functions are very similar to the types of insects we have: herbivory, pollination, predation, parasitism, decomposition, nutrient cycling, pathogen transmission, and insects as food sources are all things that insects are providing to ecosystems. And then whether or not those things benefit humans is the second step. So an ecosystem service is something that we actually can put a value on. And those ecosystem services include pest control, pollination, seed dispersal, again, food sources, nutrient cycling, and decomposition. And there are a variety of ecosystem and landscape processes that play a role in kind of mediating these effects. So agricultural management practices, including tillage, pesticide application, and harvest, environmental pollutants, including pesticides, fertilizers, and toxins that may be in the environment, invasive species at all levels, from plant to animal, and then climate change, which we've all been, I think, thinking a little bit more about recently, and land use changes, including residential and urban development, and agricultural production. And so, really then, how do we value these functions in insects? There have been some papers valuing more broadly the insect ecosystem services that they're providing. But in some cases, we don't know what, for example, dung burial, we don't have a value for that. So there are certain things that we're not kind of, we haven't figured out yet. And so in other words, those values are remaining unknown. And that's kind of one thing that we wanted to think about today. So our goal was to get together people who work on a variety of insect groups with a variety of insect functions and services that they're providing, and really to try to start integrating those together and thinking about more of a whole system approach to what insects are doing. And so with that, we are wondering then, how does diversity of insect communities influence ecosystem function and services? How are arthropod-mediated ecosystem services influenced by the landscape? How are insects influencing habitat quality? And how does restoration of a habitat influence and also rely on insects? And then how can we value the services that insects are actually supplying? And we're also doing this we're sponsored by the Insect Conservation Network, which was established to facilitate the exchange of information and ideas between people working in all aspects of insect conservation. And so the Xerces Society is part of that. I told John I would point out these freebies in the back. So there's a ladybug project flyer that's available for people to take, and then a sign up for the Xerces Society. And there's other information as well in the back, and a sign up sheet. If you signed up last year to be part of the Insect Conservation Society, you don't need to do it again. But if you haven't and you would like to, there's a clipboard back there you can put your name and email on. And so today, I will be followed by Sharon Lawler, and who will talk about, kind of give us an overview about insects and linking ecosystem function. And then Barry Brosi will give us a talk about landscape scale effects on pollination. And then I'll speak again about restoration and pollinator function. And then Diane will tell us a little bit about decomposition and effects there that insects are having. And they'll have a break, followed by an introduction to really more the concept of ecological services that insects are providing, followed by Mary Gardner giving us a talk about the effect of biofuel production on those services in agriculture. And then Debbie Finke will talk about predator diversity and ecosystem service, followed by Nancy Shellhorn looking at source sink dynamics in landscapes. And then the last talk by Carson Thies is canceled. He was unable to make it today. So for those of you that had plans at 11:20, you can now go right on to that, whatever that was. So I'm happy again to have you all here, and